Today, we'd like to see the 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 to 3, under the title of Solomon's Speech and Prayer. To honor words and multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 18, "But the Lord said to my father David, whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well that it was in your heart." What divine heart can we see? What divine heart can we see? Question two, in verse 27, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built?" What does it mean? What does it mean? Last question in verse 30. "And may you hear the supplication of your servants and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive." What is the purpose of the temple? What is the purpose of the temple? In order to understand today's text, we want to divide the three categories. Verses 1 to 11 talk about the Ark of Covenant is moved to the temple from the tabernacle. Verses 12 to 21, Solomon makes a speech to the people about God. The last one, verse 22, up to continue, Solomon prays to God. Solomon prays to God. Verse 1, "Now Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel." Simply, Solomon assembled all leaders, only leaders, over Israel and tribes leader, children of Israel's chief fathers, to King Solomon in Jerusalem. Why? That they might bring up the Ark of Covenant of the Lord from the city of David, which is Zion. So in order to move the Ark of Covenant located in the city of David, which is Zion, to a new temple in Jerusalem. Here, the Ark of Covenant is basically Mosaic law, two tables of stones, God's covenant with Israelites, signifying God's actual presence there. So they are moving the Ark from the tabernacle to the temple in Jerusalem. Therefore, all the men of Israel, all the leaders of Israel assembled with King Solomon accordingly at the feast in the month of Etanim,